This is the BBC.
How's it going? Hope Wednesday's all right. I'm in a really good mood today.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good.
Is there anything that's caused that?
Not really.
Just is it any particular person? Like, what's going on?
No, I just actually, and I know this is a hoe, I actually flung my curtains open this morning.
Did
that's
you?
Not one.
Hold your curtains wide.
Yeah, and I was like, I did, and I was like, yay, it's Wednesday. Don't know what's up with me.
And did you just embrace the world like that?
Yeah. Hi, Lauren, who is in Coventry. Can you please give me a motivational yas as I'm trying to finish my first master's uni assignment in the library? I need all the help.
Scott Mills.
Doing a talk about my career tonight in Leeds, and I've got the fear massively.
Well, why scared?
That it's just me sat there, because I've had this dream recently. That no one, like nobody, is interested. Like, not one person.
Well, they have to be interested to come along and hear the talk, surely.
Yeah, but what if no one shows?
Are you worried that people will actually hear that you've got quite a boring life? Is that like what's the problem?
It's about
here?
My career.
Ah.
So, I mean.
So, no personal questions, people. No,
it's not always been that boring.
No,
it's been quite good
bits. It's awesome. Yeah, you've got loads to talk about. So, I don't see why you're worried.
I can talk about that, but like. And, so, here's the thing, right? I can't say who it was, but I saw in a bookshop once, a few years ago, I saw someone famous off the TV who they'd just written an autobiography, okay? And they were sat at the back of this shop, this store that rhymes with YBUH with, next to a poster of their book, at a table, marker pens, ready to go, ready to sign, massive pile of books to the left of them. Not one person there, not one. Not one!
You were there.
I was there, but I was there. I just happened to be there.
You were the only fan, were you? Now I'm intrigued.
Can I have your autograph? Sign my book.
Nah, you'll be good. It'll be fun, I'm sure. Just tell stories from your life.
Sure.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this is the same as when I started naming the not very nice celebrities the other day, isn't it? Mm. Now people are wanting to know who it was who I saw sat at a table with no one there ready to sign books, their autobiography. But I will do some of these. Hello, 119. Your number ends in 119. It wasn't them. Wasn't former Radio 1 DJ them.
Are you allowed to say who it wasn't? Surely.
Okay. Am I allowed to say that? I'm allowed to say who it wasn't, right?
Yeah, I'll definitely say this one.
Okay,
yeah.
It definitely wasn't Chris Moyles.
No.
He had two books, didn't he? Jack in Birmingham, you're spot on. 100% you've
got
that
really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
474, you're wrong. This is so weird. 474, it was Alicia Dixon. No, she had a book. Probably. And 099, you've also got it right. How did you get that right?
Scott Mills. I hop up my bed and get my swag on. I
look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up? Beyonce, Hold Up on BBC Radio 1. We've never got along with that song, have we? I mean, blooming love Beyonce as well.
It makes me feel a bit uneasy. It's the... It's mad when you've got such a huge pop singer doing things like that. It's like... I went to go see her live, and then when that bit kicks in, it like it all gets really frantic for a second, then it slows right down. I think it's a bit uneasy. It's a bit like seasickness for me. It's just like it's the unpredictable... Unpredictability.
You just called Hold Up by Beyonce like seasickness.
No, I'm not, because I'm a massive fan of hers. I just mean it just makes me feel a bit uneasy.
Okay, coming up in 1 hour, we've got bangers. Before that, Mumford & Sons and Rudimental and James Arthur. Very soon, in the next 10 minutes, in fact. What have you got for me, Chris?
My girlfriend is brilliant, of course, but she...
You're doing really well today.
But there is one thing about her, which is it's like, and it's not something that I think she can help. Well, actually, that's a lie. I do think she could help it if she really, really tried.
Now,
but it's causing tension.
Yeah. Now, this has been something that Chris has wanted to talk about on the show for a while.
Yeah.
Hasn't before. So, can we all just give Chris a little kind of encouragement round of applause?
Honesty, you know, because it's hard to be honest
because,
in these situations.
Because it's taken him a while to get to this stage. Go for it.
As I said, she's brilliant, but her sneeze, guys, like, the sneeze is something else. The sneeze that she does is like a small scream, and it's honestly getting to a point where I'm thinking... We need some serious intervention here.
Right. Now, you have talked to me about this before. We haven't talked about it on air. Now, what I know you've been trying to get had to do over the last couple of days is sneeze on demand, and so you can record it so we can all hear it.
Yeah.
And she's refused to do that so far, or I guess you don't know when it's going
to
happen.
She's refused to do it, so I think that we should just plough on anyway and talk about it. Okay. Talk about it.
Can you...
Okay. And let's all try and help her, because...
Can you give me what it sounds like? Like, I don't... I've never heard it. I've met her loads
of times. It's so over the top. It's so unnecessarily dramatic.
Do it.
Okay, that was exaggerating a bit, but it was like, it honestly is like a scream.
Again?
It's like, it's, I can see she's going to sneeze.
Okay.
Like, it's so over the top. It's so intense. And it's so frustrating because it's really good to be with someone that you obviously really like and you know, but the sneeze thing is really getting to me.
Thing is, you can't change someone's sneeze, or can you? I don't know.
Well, that's why I want to ask everyone, is there a way to sort of change her sneeze? If she wanted to change it, could she change it?
You could relearn it. What I've done here, Chris, is I've got someone from the team to go to the Time and Trouble to get you some celebrity sneezes. So you can maybe, like, you can take this recording home with you and then say, hey, why don't you have this person sneeze instead? How about Camila Cabello's?
Thank you!
Oh, no, that's kind of the same.
That sounds like panic at the end of it.
I like people that make noise after it's happened. Like, you know it's going to happen because you can feel it in your nose. So surely a quick is fine. Yeah. But isn't necessary, I don't think. It's like it's really taking you by surprise.
Yeah, or like really painful or something. It's like, just chill. It's a sneeze.
What about Jennifer Aniston's? Do you like this one?
That's a cough, isn't it?
But also doubles as a sneeze. Holly Willoughby, she's got an interesting one. Interesting person all round, but do you want to hear her sneeze?
Go on.
Now that's a piece of music. Is the music included in her sneeze, or is that just taken from like something with when she was on it with music behind it? Because that's weird. If so,
sneezes are mad,
aren't
they?
She's playing a tune with her nose.
How's it decided how you're going to sneeze? Is that some kind of genetic thing?
I don't know.
Has she got it from her mother?
No. Have you? What about this one? I like the after noise.
Yeah, the after noise.
Have you?
it's like you've surprised yourself. It's great. Imagine being shocked every time you sneeze. Like,
if you want any of these, I can.
I don't want any of those. They're all wrong.
I can email them to you. You can like say, okay, right. You're gonna learn how to do this one.
If someone can tell me how we can retrain this situation,
okay. Stephen in Scotland, they've already been on. All the listeners, you can control the noise you make when you sneeze. I sometimes overemphasize my sneeze just to be annoying. I can relate so much, says James. My dad is so over the top when he sneezes, I can't be with him in public when it happens.
But what's with the screamers?
Hey, have you heard Man Sneezes Into Trombone?
No, I haven't, actually.
One of my favourite things.
Have I not heard?
You'll want to hear this again and again once you've heard it once. Wait for it. Playing the trombone there. Playing the trombone. Oh, here it comes.
That's a great one.
It's good, isn't it?
Scott Mills.
Chris's girlfriend has a sneeze that didn't annoy him at first, but now really is. Do you want more traditional, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a Zane Lowe one.
But that's like a token sneeze, isn't it? Mm. It sounds like it in every way.
Nikki in Bedfordshire says you can train it because she went to a well-posh school where they tell you off for sneezing too loud. Now sneezes almost silently.
I don't want to stop her sneezing. Oh, is that the type of school where they put, like, this is... Put books on your head for posture.
Oh.
Like etiquette.
Yes. I think it sounds well-posh, yeah.
Ah.
Now, this is a weird one. Kev from Barrow in Furness. How do you say Barrow in Furness, by the way? Have you ever said that before in your life?
Barrow in Furness, yeah.
See, we need to get to this either today or later in the week, but you pronounce some things really weird. You pronounced it Barrow in Furness. You would.
It's true, I probably do. Anyway, another time.
Kev, his mate tells his sneeze off after he sneezes. It's like, achoo! Stop that!
Yeah. I like it when people try and do words off the end of a sneeze as well.
Achoo!
I don't know what happened there.
Does your girlfriend sneeze like, you know, the panda sneezing on YouTube? I think one of the first ever YouTube videos
is
funny. Does it sound like this?
It is a bit like that, actually.
It's panda, mate.
Scott Mills.
So have we found a new sneeze for your girlfriend who is still not happy with any of the ones that I've played you?
It's not that I'm unhappy. I just think it's still up for grabs.
I've got a Selena Gomez one here now. I think she's been probably trained by Disney. So it'll be, I reckon, quite... just trained and probably quite ladylike.
Excuse me.
Oh, it was hardly there, was it?
Yeah, I just need to tone down the screaming.
Totally agree with Gemma. People that sneeze more than twice can get in the sea. Totally agree. Oh. Annoying. Stop sneezing.
Scott Mills.
You deserve a bumble air because you've made it to halfway through the week, you know? Let's have one, shall we, together. You ready, Chris?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's do this. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Bang, 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 bang. Just a man sneezing into a trombone.
Reclaiming my time.
Saxophone.
Oh, I hate sack of fluid.
What?
Arsenal fan TV?
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners, and more protests. Because I'm not stopping. I won't stop. And neither will everyone else. People have got a voice now, and they're not scared to come out and say that no more.
Reclaiming my time.
And from Towie.
I went to the doctors and they've told me I've got gym asthma.
Gym asthma?
Yeah, it's a form of asthma from the gym.
It's on a lot, but Tina De Healy.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous. Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newsbeat's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who, for the last 10 years, has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her. Here's Peppa Pig, third time lucky.
If only there was somebody.
Still good, isn't it?
Birmingham. Birmingham. Birmingham.
Charlie Slough saying Birmingham for some reason, I can't remember why.
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Bangers.
Yes! Birmingham.
Yes!
Playing in my time.
Let's know who you are. Yes, Jack, the estate agent in York. Good to have you on with us today. And may I say how smart you're looking? James Harrowing in Lincoln. Harrowing in Lincoln. Here I am, says Sam, bumbling his plough off in Somerton.
Hello to Lois in Newbury right now.
So many messages, look. Jason Ryan in the workshop, happy Bumble Air Wednesday to you.
Bumba.
James in a rainy car park in Milton Keynes. Ben in Norfolk, bumbling hard on the tractor, halfway to the weekend. But makes no difference, cos farmer, he says.
A long-time listener, first-time texter, her bumbling in his van right now. There's TJ the bailiff.
Alex and Kaylee in Stoke. Will on his tractor in Bradwell says he's reclaiming his tan.
Reclaiming my time.
And Tommy Lester.
Sassiest caller ever, that guy.
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Oh, I tell you what. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
I forgot about that.
Tara cleaning away in Brighton. Where's Michael Jackson? We've got to give it a rest 1 week. That's from Ryan.
Jack in the Van, hello. All the bailiffs are on, actually. Ozzy the bailiff collecting all the TVs whilst having a cheeky bumbaleo.
Remember, can't pay. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Adam in Norfolk. Also, Matty in West Cornwall. Chris.
Dan in Guernsey.
Chris in Letchworth. And Jess on the Isle of Wight.
See that's me!
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Here's another Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm currently in the middle of London at a service station.
Okay.
Service station?
Doing what?
Well, I had to pull over, obviously, because I'm on the phone. But I've just been visiting a department store, teaching them how to use our toys.
Okay, what toys are they?
So we make remote control toys, including remote control inflatable toys. Pretty cool.
Oh my word, you got the coolest job ever. So what do you mean?
Yeah.
You go to a shop and just play?
Basically, yeah, that's what I was doing today. Just playing with toys and being a big kid.
That's so good. And is that what happens most of the time in your job?
Normally I'm in an office selling the toys to the stores. So this is a good time of year because they're all out and everyone's playing with them. So I get to...
Remote control stuff, so like drones?
So yeah, we do drones, yeah, little remote control drones, but we also do like R2-D2 that's inflatable and drives around and
EVA
and things like that. Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, that's so awesome. You're on the way back from that now, are you?
I am, yeah.
Welcome to Bangers. Here's what I've got for you, Beth. Amory, one thing.
That is a banger. Thank
you.
It's a banger, and the faces Scott is pulling at me right now. It's sort of like, come on, what have you got, sister? I'll tell you what I've got.
What have you got, girlfriend?
Well, I've got this. And this is a banger. This is Block Party Flux.
Oh, no.
I know. Tricky choice.
Oh.
Oh, see, I thought Scott had it, but then everything just changed. I'm really sorry. I've got to go for one thing.
No, don't do that. Hang on.
I'm sorry, whoa. It is a banger.
Are you sure? Are you really sure?
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sorry, Chris.
No. I really wanted to hear that being dragged out because it was painful and awkward to watch and listen to. Yes.
That's a good song.
Drummer in this is not okay, hon. He's either had a couple of drinks or he's just trying to keep up with her.
Or showing off.
Or just showing off.
It's like he's done this once to get the gig and then has had to do this every time since.
That's Amory and One Thing on Radio 1.
3-0 down. I'm getting an absolute spanking here.
No. Block Party fans are not happy. My brother, I'm not happy.
Craig in Swansea says, don't worry, Chris, I've rung FBI, the Garda, police, MI5, the Army and the Navy to report this.
Oh, the way you had to beg it as well.
I'm really sorry, I've got to go for one thing.
No, don't do that. Hang
I'm
on.
I'm sorry, whoa, but it is a banger.
Are you sure? Are you really sure?
I'm sure. I'm sorry, Chris.
No. Do you want me to get the violins out for you?
I'm getting too beggy at the moment. I'm having to resort to begging for really good songs. That's what I find mad.
You know, I've got this violin at the back.
Yeah, it makes it even worse when you're actually playing it at me.
Okay.
Oh, how degrading is this?
Okay.
It's amazing how you can play the violin and a harp at the same time like that. It's really impressive.
Oh, I can't find them. Anyway, I do have a violin here at the back of the studio. If anything bad happens... We've been meaning to say this for a while on air, actually. If you've got any kind of bad news or anything a bit rubbish has happened to you today, just text me with I don't know, something like, get the violins out, Mills, and I will get it out for you.
Yeah, and you,
I'll play it.
You'll play it yourself.
So imagine if, like, I don't know, like maybe...
Well, I've just lost the week right. on bangers.
Oh, yeah, get the violins out, mate, that's all I need, and then I'll, there it is. Just let me know anything sad that happens.
Helps.
I'll get it out for you. Scott Mills. One. Pop star Anne-Marie's Twitter is quite a joy this afternoon. She's blocking lots of people because I think there's a lot of people blaming her directly for Ed Sheeran not being able to do those concerts.
But didn't she tweet saying it was her?
Well, she says, I didn't mean for Ed to break his arms when I pushed him off the bike. It was meant to be a fun joke. But now I think people are like, give me some money back. I want compensation. It's not happening.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Oh, yes, the Google game is back. We get told the start of a question that's already been typed into a search engine. We then have to complete the sentence with what we think the most popular answers will be. You know, when it auto-completes?
Mm. Great game, this, because it shows a real insight into your brain and my brain, because it kind of, like, inadvertently gets you thinking, well, what would I type in? And therefore it gives an insight into your mind.
Okay, could we have the start of the sentence, please?
How can I improve?
Oh, so many.
Have you?
Yeah.
So what would you like to improve?
How can I improve my handwriting?
Oh, that's so weird. That was the first thing that came to my head as well.
I used to have amazing handwriting at school. I don't know what's happened.
Mm.
I used to get marked up because it was so neat.
Really? No, yeah. But that sounds to me like at the kind of time where you were learning how to write. Do you remember where you had to start on pencil, move to those sort of those pens that are like the real chunky, plasticky ones, and then, and only when you've proven yourself in the field of writing, you move to fountain?
I was excellent at joined up.
Oh. But even slow and steady handwriting for me, my handwriting is awful. I feel embarrassed showing anyone anything that I've written.
Look at this writing here now on this paper.
It's dreadful.
Can you read that?
No, it's dreadful.
No, it's spider writing.
But isn't it mad that you can have such terrible writing, but you can still read your own writing?
I can read
that.
It's
a bit like enjoying your own farts. It's terrible for everyone else,
yeah.
But you can sort of still kind
Wallow
of impressed
in.
By it.
Mm. I was impressed by one of mine really last night a lot, but I know that everyone else would have found it terrible.
Handwriting?
No, the fart, yeah.
Oh, farts. But you don't really write letters. I mean, I think you like to give the impression that you're at home. Writing letters on some lovely Scott Mills headed paper.
Yeah, I don't.
And then you put it there with the seal.
Look, I'm trying to
put the seal on there, and then give it to a boy to go and deliver.
I'm trying to do joined up now, and I can't even do it. I've lost it. You got any more?
Yeah, I think the handwriting thing is the first thing that I thought of as well. But in terms of Googling, because this game is about working out the most popular answer, isn't it? I guess most people would look at body improvements.
Yeah.
How can I improve my fitness?
I've got one.
How can I improve my body?
How can I improve my chest?
Yeah?
Because my friend Unlucky Gary the other day genuinely asked me that question.
Well, what does he want?
Well, it's because when he's recently been brushing his teeth, they wobble.
That's where you notice it.
And
right?
Yeah, that's when he's noticing it. So he's like, oh, can I improve my chest? I mean, my chest is not fantastic by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, isn't it weird when you say it wobbles?
Chest.
Because some people like the idea of being able to kind of manipulate the moves so that it kind of moves. So it's like, take a look at that. You know, and it like pops like
that way, that way, that way,
there, there.
There.
It's like, look
there,
at that, everywhere. Like a party trick.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is the involuntary movement is something that Gary doesn't like.
When he's brushing his teeth,
when
just
he's brushing
kind of
his
like,
teeth.
There they go.
But what would be ideal is if someone made some kind of fitness technique that both worked the chest whilst you were brushing your teeth.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? So you combine things. I think that's the key to everyone improving fitness, by the way. And I'm going to say this, and it might be one of these things that stands the test of time. What people have to do is combine fitness with everyday things.
Right.
For example, if we're in the supermarket and you're pushing a trolley...
Run.
You should be able to do the resistance on the trolley. Do you see what I mean? To make it
that's
harder
great.
To push. What, that's what I'm saying. Like, the problem for me is I don't have time to go to the gym at the moment. Just
right.
don't have time.
I know.
What I'm saying is I think we could, instead of making the gym a separate thing, let's bring the gym out into the world. Let's
right.
make everywhere we can some kind of gym activity.
Well, here's the thing. We're on the 8th floor here at the BBC. Have you ever run up the 8 flights of stairs? No, you've always got the lift.
Did it the other day.
Oh, all right.
Because there was some kind of fire alarm and I wanted
right.
to get to the top.
That's the only reason why. So what are we saying is one of the answers there?
So I'm saying, how can I improve my fitness?
Right.
Or body improvement.
Okay. And I've got, how can I improve my handwriting? Wait right there. If you've got any more, then let us know on 81199. What do you think are going to be the most popular answers on the internet to the start of the question, how can I improve?
Scott Mills.
Okay. One more from me.
Go on, him.
How can I improve My dancing.
Yeah, I mean, this has obviously been a serious issue for you.
Yeah.
Because we all saw your dancing.
Thing is, right, I know, even if I continued with the dancing after Strictly, I know that 3 years later, even if I was still having lessons and going to salsa classes and that, I'd still be useless.
You don't practice enough, though. So I saw you dancing on Strictly Come Dancing. The only other time I've seen you dancing was at your flatmate's wedding.
Sure.
And that was it. And that was mad to see because never dance.
Doesn't happen. I'm one of them. Which is why it was so terrifying going on that show, to be fair.
But I do think it's important that everyone is good at dancing and expressing themselves, because I think if you're an awkward dancer like yourself, you're there doing your crab, people are looking at you going, well, if that's what he's like on the stage like that, what's he like in the bedroom?
Right.
And you're there doing the crab.
Right. Okay, here's the thing as well. I agree with you. Dancing does suggest that they're good at the...
That's what I mean is, if you're a good dancer right. and you can do it confidently, people look at you in a very different way, I think.
And also, having spent time with some dancers on that show, they love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's interesting, actually. Would you say more than any other profession?
Yeah, and I think they're good at it too. I don't know this, but you just get that vibe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I'm good at that.
But I think that's just because they project this real like confidence.
Uh-huh.
And then you think, right, they know what they're doing.
They definitely know what they're doing.
But do you think there's another profession that love it as much?
No.
I can't think of one either.
I mean, it's a sweeping generalisation for all dancers, and a lot of dancers will be listening now.
I'd be interested to hear...
And you can text yes or no. Do you love it? Yes, the answer will be a resounding yes.
Yeah. Interesting that, Scott. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you were Googling this, then you're saying, what's the term? How can I improve
my
skills
of
dancing?
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't got any worries.
No.
Anything you want to discuss now?
I don't think no one's really complained.
No, but I always find that an odd thing when people always say, oh, I've never had any complaints.
Yeah, and I've just said that as well, which suggests that I really have. Okay, so we've got, how do I improve my handwriting?
Yep, how can I improve? And then there was a whole thing around fitness. How can I improve my chest or my fitness?
Let's go for fitness. Yeah. Or how can I improve my dancing? I think fitness will be the top one.
You got to think what most people are typing in on Google.
Okay, so we think that's one of the most popular answers, do we? We're going for fitness.
Yep.
Okay, we'd like to go for how can I improve my fitness?
How can I improve my memory? My handwriting? My broadband speed? My credit rating?
Why didn't we go for handwriting?
Rubbish.
Right, here's the thing. We're not thinking logically here because it was the first one we both thought of.
Yeah, true.
And we didn't say it.
Interesting that a lot of other people must be thinking the same as well.
Once again, a fail from us. Let us know if you did better on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Earlier in the show, Chris was saying that he'd quite like to change his girlfriend's sneeze.
I think it needs a rebranding.
It wasn't a problem at the start, but obviously it's been quite a while now. It's weird the things that do start to annoy you after a while that weren't there in the first place.
Well, I did notice the sneeze at the start because it was obviously quite screamy in sound, but it didn't bother me, obviously, because I was sort of distracted with other things. And then obviously over time, the sneeze does get annoying.
And you would say it's annoying, wouldn't you now?
I think it's fair to say it's annoying, yeah.
And we've been going through a whole bunch of alternative sneezes on today's show because he is keen for her to change it. The Selena Gomez sneeze is my favourite, I think, because it's a real... You know how pop stars get trained to do everything? They're like trained on what to eat and trained on how to exercise and trained on how to answer questions. Selena Gomez has blatantly been given this sneeze and had to learn it.
Whoa.
It's very media trained. It's very kind of probably from her days back in, on Disney.
Go on, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, it is again. See, it's restrained.
Yeah.
Restrained and a nice excuse me afterwards. It's hardly there, that sneeze.
It is. It's a celebrity sneeze.
Very celebrity.
I don't know. You see, I don't know if that's too far the other way. What I just want is some kind of... Well, no, actually, I don't know. I'm open to ideas. When one fits, though...
Okay, what about Emily Maitlis on the news?
Contracting that... rare bug, and this is hospital.
That's more of a.
That sounded like she followed through with some kind of punch. Like lashed out as she sneezed.
Or you've got your classic old school sneeze, which is one that so many people have. This is Zane Lowe.
That's you.
That's also mine.
That's so you.
You got a Zane Lowe sneeze.
Yeah, but you're actually saying the word of a comedy sneeze, which is achoo.
Oh,
A-T-C-H-O-O.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's you.
One.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.